this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is The Tooth Fairy, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And he has the nickname Tooth Fairy from his hockey skills and knocking everyone's teeth out. But the penalty he has to pay for being bad is to become the actual real Tooth Fairy.
You are hereby ordered to serve time as a Tooth Fairy.
Well, you're not exactly embracing the Tooth Fairy spirit.
Are you kidding me? I'm embracing it, all right. But I'm doing it my way.
So there's something like 330 days until Christmas. New Year's is over. Valentine's Day isn't quite here, and St. Patrick's Day, well, it's still a ways off. So I guess it's the right time to make a movie about the Tooth Fairy. And if you're going to do that, you have to find someone for the part who's comfortable enough in his own skin to pull off wearing pretty wings and tights. And there's no doubt The Rock can pull it off. But does he? Hard to say, because they didn't show us this movie. I think this is one of those movies that, hey, I've got the kids, I have nothing to do, I've already seen the good ones, wouldn't mind killing an hour and a half, and I'm already at the mall anyways kind of movie. So if he has some time to fill, this one might fill the bill. Now on to the next PG-rated movie this weekend, and that's Extraordinary Measures. Based on a true story, Brendan Fraser and Carrie Russell have two kids with Pompe's disease, which is going to kill them if they didn't do something drastic. Somehow they have to get an eccentric scientist, played by Harrison Ford, to help them.
We can do this. We push ourselves. We work around the clock.
I already work around the clock!
Great!
Cure diseases in theory, but never help a single human being in reality.
I can't cure your kids, you know that, but I think I can save their lives.
Now, I just love Harrison Ford, and I cannot see enough movies with Harrison Ford in them, probably because he doesn't make that many movies. So how did he do in this one? Great! You know, he's definitely not fighting bad guys deep in space or anything, or he's not really looking for buried treasure, but he's still great to watch. Now, here's the hard part. This movie is about a true story with little kids fighting for their lives. So I'd hate to say that maybe Brendan and Carrie's characters were a bit boring, but they were. I would also hate to say that this movie is very slow builder, but it was, and I would definitely hate to say that they should have maybe taken some creative license to spice it up a bit, but they should have. So instead of saying any of that, I'll just say that the little girl in this was very cute, and the ending, well, that's what makes this movie worth sitting through. So on our Movie Night Traffic Light, Extraordinary Measures is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.